Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life. And we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started.
Welcome to On the Leading Edge, Redefining Real Estate. I'm Linda Okoneski, CEO of Leading Edge Real Estate.
And I'm Ramsey Fretz, also with Leading Edge Real Estate.
Last week, we were discussing frictionless transactions, how consumer behavior is changing, and how real estate really isn't adapting to all of the new changes, the new smart technology, and that billions of dollars are coming into real estate. And this week, we're going to discuss how that is going to affect all the agents out there that need to be aware of their competition. What other options do consumers have when they go to sell their house? Real estate agents are working in the trenches, really trying to deliver amazing service to clients. But the consumers out there have a lot more choices about real estate than I think most agents realize. If you go on the internet today, you're going to find a lot. Now, let's discuss today what the consumer is looking for in real estate and that agents might not be aware of.
Well, I would start by saying that we always assume that our competition is the brokers around us. And we always have thought that for the, you know, since basically the start of real estate, where we look to our right and our left and say, who has market share and how are they competing with us? And the reality is, with the amount of tech money that's coming in and with the amount of new services coming into real estate, we're no longer just against ourselves, we're against a much larger market. And so if you were to, you know, own your house for 20 years, didn't know a broker specifically and say, it's time to sell, you don't just go down to your local real estate office. You're going to go online first and you're going to say, I need to sell my house or selling my house in Melrose. And you're going to see what comes up. And instead of just seeing the top three or four agents that you used to see in the past, all of a sudden you're seeing companies that will buy it for cash and close when you want. You're seeing Zillow offering the best premier agent that you can connect with immediately. You can see go into Redfin and see only it's going to cost you 1%. And in the next 2 hours, we can have someone out to your house. That's a very different market than we used to be in.
It's completely transformed. There's billions of dollars in real estate now. Wall Street money has seen the light. In other words, they're looking at how can we capitalize on all those commissions? We can do it better. We're smarter. We're sitting here at Goldman Sachs and all of the hedge funds and private equity firms saying, those real estate agents are making all that money. We want a piece of the action.
And that is a very important point. It's not just that they want the whole transaction. They want to take a piece from us. And so there is a lot of new companies coming out that are specifically around buying and actual selling real estate in a different way. But on the other flip side of it, there's a lot of companies that are here to try to take a piece of the pie. And we're going to start seeing a lot more of that squeeze where instead of just getting our clients directly, there's going to be one more middleman that we're going to have to pay.
So I decided I'd put myself in the seat of the average consumer, and I'd say to myself, Linda, what if you had to go sell your house today? What would you do if you were the average Jane or Joe on the street? And so I went online to see what my choices are. So Ramsey, have you heard about Open Door?
I have, yes.
So Open Door, picture a box the size of a little cable box that the Open Door real estate company can put in your house so that you don't need an agent. Open Door can come in and they will monitor and put surveillance in and allow buyers to go directly into the consumer's house unattended. But they figure with cameras and with audio and full awareness that that's how they're doing it, nothing's going to get stolen, and that they can provide services for a lot less if they don't need bodies in the house.
It's very true. And for most businesses, and real estate is certainly at the top of the list, human capital is the most expensive piece of it. And so when you can start to remove a showing agent, when you can start to remove the day-to-day of the broker, you can start to reduce the cost to the client by quite a bit. And so something like Open Door certainly has its problems, certainly has its risks, but they're looking at one more way to say, what is the most expensive part of this transaction? It's us. And how can we start to eliminate that?
And that's a pretty interesting concept. There'll be people who think this is a good idea because you know, if you can do it on the cheap and get your house sold, we talked about the convenience factor and the frictionless factor, that might appeal to someone. I understand about 20% of all consumers are just driven by bottom line cheaper. So there's going to be a segment that's going to want some of these kind of things. The next one might be, let's see, it's called UpNest, help, I need to sell my house fast. And what's interesting about these folks is that they are so proud that they are not realtors. I'm going to read a quick thing from their website. It says, let's be clear, the hardworking and dedicated folks behind needtosellmyhouse.com are not realtors, and that's a good thing. Realtors are motivated by one thing only, money. They are taught to maximize profits while cutting a larger commission check for themselves in the process. Realtors want you to get the most for your home, even if it's not in the best interest of the buyer, which just astounds me.
It is a wonderful line, and I think the two things. First of all, I bet you they actually sell houses, and that's a little bit scary. The second thing is that they don't actually understand the fundamentals of who works for who and why. And right. So, you know, you've got a company there saying it's probably not in the best interest for the buyer to pay more when they're actually trying to sell your house. It's a scary thing, but the reality is that the reason that they're here, the reason that it's still a website, and the reason that they probably sell real estate is because the consumer also doesn't know how the process works. And so we look at that and we laugh, but we're coming from a place that we're involved every day in this transaction, and the buyers and sellers simply aren't.
Right. And you know, they're trying to appeal to people who are under a lot of stress. Financial reasons, or you know, life events, sicknesses. It could be a relocation. There might be an emergency that might, you know, kind of spur you to want to sell your house
fast. I think all of these sites, and we'll be talking about a few more, but I think all of them, it comes down to one thing. They're looking at pain points. They're looking at people under duress in some way, and they're saying, in that moment, how can we capitalize?
Right.
And instead of going to the traditional method, which may take longer, which may be a little bit more stressful, but has a massive return compared to these sites, they're saying, will people take less for the convenience?
And pay more, too. So in addition to UpNest, we've got HomeLight is doing the same thing. You know, selling a house is a nerve-wracking undertaking. In fact, in a recent Daily Mail report, says that selling a home may be more stressful than bankruptcy, divorce, or the death of a loved one.
And if they're willing to say that online, and if there's actually publications for that, we have to understand that those are a section of the consumers. And if consumers are this scared about selling, we have to constantly be thinking, how are we going to make this more convenient?
That's right. And let's talk about the stress. We've seen for years stress scales, you know, like the kind of thing where on a scale of 1 to 100, how much stress does certain life events cause you. You know, it might be 40 points for if you get a new dog, or 60 points if your mother-in-law moves in. But I understand it's 100 points on your stress scale trying to buy and sell at the same time. And again, that's like, why do we do this to people? And that's why they're willing to take huge discounts on their house or pay a lot more commission to just get out of Dodge. Right. So there's all kinds of sites, but the big one who's gotten into real estate recently
is Zillow. And Zillow has entered the market. I believe they're in about 10 different markets right now. And Zillow, for the first time, isn't just connecting buyers and sellers with brokers and having an online platform for real estate. They're actually getting into the process of buying and selling houses themselves. I understand that it's a very different commission structure. I understand that they're charging a lot for the service. But if you listen to some of their advertisements right now, there is a very gentle voice telling you that this could be the easiest thing you've ever done. You get to sit down, you pick your closing date, someone takes care of the whole process, and you're done and you're out. And so when you talked about earlier that 20%, that isn't looking at the actual margins and it's just looking to move on or move forward, Zillow is really going to be able to tap into that.
What I think is interesting is they're selling this convenience factor. You don't have to do anything to your house. But most people just, you have to do it anyway. You have to clean up. You still have to address, everything has to move out. And that work is just being postponed when you sell fast.
It is. And the other reality is that, you know, if I go into someone's house and I tell them that if we take up the old carpet, repaint everything, paint the kitchen cabinets, throw down granite, put in stainless, and spend about 15 grand, that we can probably get 30 to 45 back, they're much more likely to actually want to do that. But if they've never had that conversation with someone, if they've never actually looked at the margins of what that return's going to be, then when Zillow comes in and says, we'll give you X,
and you don't have to do anything
at all, then it's not even that they're leaving that money on the table, because they don't know they're leaving that money on the table. people. And that's a very important distinction that we have to remember.
That's a huge distinction, Rams. So anyway, the perch. Now, I'm not seeing this having a lot of legs, but I understand the commission on this is somewhere between 11 and 17%.
And what is the perch?
Okay, the perch is, their advertisement says, and I'm just gonna give you their words here. We know that buying and selling a home at the same time can be a huge headache. There's a lot to worry about, from finding your dream home to getting a great offer on your current home to trying to line up the timing just right. That's why we created a way for you to buy your dream home before you sell your home, all without the stress and uncertainty of the traditional process.
And I imagine that this process of the purchase is talking about is usually someone who has been in their home for a very long time, who has a lot of equity in their house, because there's a lot of risk here. You know, I've worked with many clients and who have the ability to purchase first, but choose not to because they don't want to have to carry two mortgages. I don't know their full commission structure, but there has to be a lot of equity in the house, and there has to be a really large, I would say, commission structure, much higher than normal for a traditional transaction, because someone has to be taking that risk. And if the company, the perch, is going to take it, they're going to want the money for it.
What they're doing is bridge loans.
Absolutely.
They're doing bridge loans, and then they're going to sell your house. You're going to pay dearly for it, but they make it sound really easy.
And they're going to get two transactions out of it and charge a higher fee.
Right. Now let's talk about Dave Ramsey. He is in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. He's a financial guru. He has got a legion of followers who believe whatever Dave Ramsey says about finances is the good way to go. You know, he's like the Pied Piper. People are going to follow him. And Dave Ramsey's gotten into real estate.
He has. And so Dave Ramsey's new site is basically one more middleman portal trying to get a little piece of your commission. And so what Dave Ramsey has done is he has basically linked up with any local partner. I don't know the vetting process. I know that it isn't specifically the most best list price to sale price ratio. It's not the team that does the most volume or anything else. So I'm assuming it's more of something that you sign up with him and they do some very simple check to make sure that you are at least licensed or whatever else it may be. But
we don't really know. It's just plain old a referral program.
But all it really is Dave figuring out another way to make his referral off of the agents. And so, like we talked about a little bit earlier in our previous podcast, we're starting to see more and more companies coming in, not actually trying to take over the process, just trying to take a piece to connect us with the clients in the beginning.
Right. So Dave Ramsey is saying that he's going to find your endorsed local provider for the services of real estate. So naturally, what did I do? I picked up the phone typed in my information onto Dave Ramsey's site, because I couldn't wait to find out who was going to be the best local provider in my market. And somebody I knew called me. And it was really interesting to see that, because I couldn't wait to go find out what his stats were. And they weren't particularly impressive. And I don't want to say a lot about anybody else in our market, but
but there was no distinguishing factor that would actually make that person a better pick than someone else in the market that you could see on any, you know, a relative basis.
As someone who knows a lot of the agents in the greater Boston market, there would be a ton of people I would have picked first to list my house. But Dave Ramsey's obviously just looking for a referral fee. And it's blind to the financial outcomes, I think, for the clients, which I think is sadly ironic. What else do we have here? We have, it's top agent rankings. These sites go on and on, Ramsey. There are so many opportunities for sellers to find somebody else to sell their house for cheap or for a discount, or that'll just make it easy. On top of that, we've got the discounters. And let's talk about what we're seeing in the discounters.
Well, I think that as people are trying, or companies are trying, to streamline the real estate process even more, they're either trying to make it more efficient for the consumer, or they're trying to make it cheaper for the consumer. Mm-hmm. The discounted brokerages, I think it was really the main starter of that was certainly Redfin. If you drive around Boston right now, you'll see 1% listing fees just about everywhere on every single billboard. Mm-hmm. They're not getting great market penetration into downtown Boston, but they're really making legs in a lot of different communities. And it comes down to one thing, and I think that is, do the consumers see value in what we do? And as soon as they don't see the value, as soon as we aren't able to differentiate ourselves from the competition, is the second that the discount makes sense. And so if you think that we are all apples, And we're all the same thing. You can go to the store and pick up any one of us, and one apple is 25 or 50% less, you're going to buy that apple.
Yeah.
And so when we see more discounters, we don't have to think about how are we going to also become cheaper or whatever else it might be. We have to look at what are they doing that's different than what we're doing, and what can we do to show our buyers and sellers that we're doing so much more for them. And unless we can articulate that, then we really don't have a chance against them.
So I called Redfin over to my house, and I want to say that I'm going to report back that it was very mixed. My experience on the phone was wonderful. They had a very happy and peppy person inviting me, you know, inviting themselves over to see my house. They were friendly. They were nice. But when the agent came to my house, I learned a lot. I'm not going to get into all the details now, and I don't want to kind of throw anyone under the bus. But, you know, they came with paperwork, thinking that they knew what my house would be worth. They weren't even close. They weren't very sophisticated. They didn't have any strategies for maximizing the sale of my house. They they didn't know me very well. They gave me some thoughts on processes without asking me proper questions. You know, when I said, should I buy or sell first? They said, well, you have to sell first. That's not necessarily the case with all agents. There were so many little things that a sophisticated agent would have gotten, and I think provided a very different outcome. If I didn't know better, I might have sold my house, I think, $150,000 short, according to this agent.
Well, and the reality is for that is they're a company that's built out of efficient transactions, not quality service. And I'm not saying that there isn't fantastic Redfin agents. I am sure that there is. But the reality that we have to focus on as a brokerage that is not a discount brokerage and hopefully not a discount industry is that we have to provide incredible service. We have to provide from A to Z, from the very beginning. It has to be white glove. I don't love that term, but you have to make sure that you're providing something that other companies don't have. And you also have to make sure that they understand that they have you the entire time. One of the biggest things about Redfin that I hear from a lot of different buyers and sellers is that because it's so transaction focused, you're getting passed off from person to person. You don't really have a team leader who's driving the whole transaction. You don't have the same person that shows up to the open house, that shows up to the inspection, that does the paperwork, that actually sets up the closing. You don't have the same person who's going to meet you for the first time that you might see at the end. Now, there is brokers and agents involved through that transaction, but you're not getting the customized service that you would expect for the average brokerage.
Right. And with that, I think we've run out of time, and we want to thank our audience. I can't wait for everyone to come back next week, because we're going to be discussing the future of real estate. What's going to happen in the next 3 to 5 years?
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Ramsey.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.